Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's shaping our world. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of ones and zeros.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking, so you don't have to. Today, we're exploring the somewhat mysterious and definitely underappreciated world of SQL, specifically focusing on mastering write joins.
Ah, the write join, a powerful tool in your SQL arsenal, often overshadowed by its sibling, the left join. But fear not, for today, we shall uncover its secrets and potential.
I've got to admit, Alex, every time we talk about joins, I get this image of a dance-off between data tables. Does the write join have some slick moves?
You could say that. Imagine your data tables engaging in a dance-off where the write join makes sure that every move from the write table is showcased, even if the left table doesn't have a corresponding move.
So it's like a dance spotlight for the write table. But why use a write join instead of just sticking with the more popular left join?
Great question. Let's say you're working on analytics, reporting, or data integrity tasks. Sometimes your primary interest lies in ensuring no data from the right-hand table gets left behind, regardless of whether there's matching data in the left table. This is crucial for tasks like reporting, audits, and data synchronization.
Got it. Like making sure every department in a company gets reported on, even if they haven't had any activity.
Exactly. Let's dive into a practical example. Imagine we have two tables, employees and departments. If we want to list all departments, including those without any employees assigned to them, a write join comes to the rescue.
So, it's a way to make sure everyone gets invited to the party. But I've heard there's a catch with performance.
Sharp, as always, Jamie. Write join can be a bit less efficient than left join, depending on how your database indexes are set up and the query plan. It's not a deal breaker, but something to be mindful of. You'll want to test your joins with sample data and keep an eye on execution plans for optimization.
Test, monitor, optimize. Got it. But Alex, what if I'm more comfortable with left joins? Is there a way to still get the benefits of a write join?
You're in luck. You can always rewrite a write join as a left join by simply swapping the table order in your query. It's like flipping the dance off to make sure both sides get their moment in the spotlight.
Swapping dance partners, I like the sound of that. But are there times when a write join just isn't the right move?
Indeed, there are scenarios where a write join might not be the best choice. If your primary focus is the left table, or if you're dealing with complex multi-table joins, sticking with a left join could keep your queries cleaner and more readable.
Makes sense. Keep it simple and readable unless you need that special write join spotlight. Alex, before we wrap up, any parting words of wisdom for our listeners diving into write joins?
Experiment and test. SQL is a powerful language, and write joins are a valuable part of your toolkit. Don't be afraid to play around with sample queries and see what works best for your data. And remember, the goal is always clear, efficient, and accurate data reporting.
Wise words indeed. Thanks, Alex, for demystifying write joins for us and our listeners. And thank you all for tuning in to today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
We hope you found it enlightening and maybe even a little fun. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world. Until next time, keep those queries optimizing and those data tables dancing.